with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Political observers are calling it a stunning political comeback for Donald Trump.
A lot has changed since Donald Trump's election defeat in 2020, which triggered a crisis in democracy and the storming of the U.S. Capitol. Pundits are crediting Donald Trump with a savvier campaign organization, a firm grip on his political base, and sheer force of will with changing his political fortune. Trump and his team were able to seize on widespread discontent over the direction of the country, inflamed by stubborn inflation. He directed his message to a new generation, making strong use of podcasts and social media, telling those who feel forgotten that he shared their disdain for the status quo. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dutch and Israeli officials have condemned a series of attacks on Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam overnight, which injured five people.
The Dutch Prime Minister, Dick Schoof, said he's horrified by what he described as anti-Semitic attacks on Israeli citizens. He says this is completely unacceptable. He's in close contact with all parties involved and has just spoken to the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, by phone, to stress that the perpetrators will be identified and prosecuted. The situation, he says, in Amsterdam is calm, but there will be an increased police presence.
BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting from Amsterdam. Southern California firefighters have made progress against a wildfire that has destroyed 132 structures, mostly homes. The flames were fanned by fierce wind gusts that began easing Friday, allowing some people to return to sort through the charred remains of their homes. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 259 points, the Nasdaq rose 17, the S&P advanced 22. This is SRN News. Florida's removing a lot of books from its school library.
Lawmakers in the state recently passed a measure requiring that schools no longer expose students to pornographic content or items that promote homosexuality. It turns out there's a lot of it out there. The Tallahassee Democrat reports more than 4,000 books have been removed from school libraries, most of which were pornographic or featured LGBT themes. Several other states are also cleaning up their public school libraries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ballot question to enshrine abortion in the Nevada Constitution passed this week, but nothing will be changing immediately. Under Nevada law, voters must also approve the ballot question again in 2026 in order to amend the Constitution. Although a 1990 state law makes abortion available up to viability, abortion advocates want to go further. Pro-life advocates will now campaign to defeat the amendment in 2026. This is SRN News. The Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks coasted to the close of their best week in a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The index posted its biggest weekly gain since early November 2023 and finished just shy of the 6,000 level. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.6% and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.1%. The relatively quiet trading followed big gains and more records for indexes earlier in the week after Donald Trump won the presidential election and the Federal Reserve cut interest rates once again to make things easier for the economy. The Dow was up 259 points to close at 43,988. The NASDAQ gained 17 at 19,286. The S&P 500 added 22 points to 5,995. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.